Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Arts Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glass blowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org. We're going to have a good time in the studio today. We've got one of the most delightful singer-songwriter pianists and one of the most delightful humans in the Seattle area. Eric Two Scoops Moore is our guest today. Eric grew up in Boston. He's been playing piano, he says, since he was 5 years old. When he was a young man, he toured the world with a couple of blues players, harmonica player George Mayweather, and what's impressive to me, Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson spent several years touring with that guitarist who, previous to forming his own bands, Johnson was a guitarist in the Muddy Waters band. And all of that gypsy lifestyle changed when he met and married the love of his life, Amy. He settled down in her hometown here in Seattle. He's gotten a number of blues awards from the Washington Blues Society, and his songs mostly have to do with food and love. Probably a lot of food songs today, since this is the Blue Plate special, but also some car songs, too. You may have heard him, heard his music on Car Talk. Today he's joined by alto saxophonist Kevin Muscle Mouth Buster. And here they are. Scoops, Kevin, take it away.
Hey, let's go load up down at the big buffet. At the big buffet. Everybody in town at the big buffet. Big buffet. Plenty to go around at the big buffet. Big buffet. $6, all you can eat at the big buffet.
At the big buffet.
You're sure in for a treat at the big buffet.
At the big buffet.
If you can find a seat at the big buffet.
At the big buffet.
Well, they got meat and potatoes. They got the beans and rice. They got the good country gravy. Make you go back twice. They got bacon, bologna, salami, and ham. Liverwurst and knockwurst. Move along, ma'am. They got big loaves of bread to go with these. They got a special table with 12 kinds of cheese. They got all kinds of beer just to quench your thirst. Sorry, lady. I was here first. They got hamburgers, pot roast, Salisbury steak. They got big long tongues that hang off the plate. They got meatballs, meatloaf, roast Cornish hen, pork chops, lamb chops, and you can come back again. Yeah, see what's on the table down at the big buffet.
At the big buffet.
Keep on eating if you're able down at the big buffet.
At the big buffet.
They got roast duckling, turkey, pheasant, and trout. They got a whole pig with an apple stuffed in his mouth. There's clam chowder, onion soup, vegetable stew, butter sauce, muffin, chance, and cheese fondue. They got Welsh rabbit, quiche, rain, and red devil eggs. They got crab cakes, salmon loaf, and green frog legs. They got fricassee, sweet and sour, pala king. They got pot, pie, leg, and thigh, breast, and wing. And if you don't like chicken, you don't have to worry. They'll grill you up a big juicy steak in a hurry. Yes, I don't wait in line at the big buffet.
At the big buffet.
First every time to the big buffet. Legs, steamers, lobster, and shrimp. And if you got a hollow leg, you walk out with a limp. A pretty girl walk around with canned peas. And then you ain't tasted nothing till you tasted one of these. Rockefeller, half shell, escargot, remoulade, melon balls, and prosciutto. They got stroganoff, roaming off, and thermidor. Come on back, baby, when you're ready for more. They got prime rib, short rib, London roll, baked potatoes, and butter wrapped up in foil. They got blueberry, strawberry, apple chrome. They got pineapple, rhubarb, raisin, and plum. They got pumpkin, pecan, and mincemeat too. They got lemon meringue, there's a pie for you. They got cherry cobbler and peach flambé. They got cherries jubilee and chocolate parfait. They got custard puff pastry and butterscotch. And I don't think I can eat it all, just sit down and watch. Yes, I can't stop going back to the big buffet.
At the big buffet.
Getting me another snack at the big buffet.
At the
everybody!
Buffet.
Cupcakes! Layer cakes! Square cakes.
Square cakes.
Round cakes.
Round cakes.
Fudge cakes.
Fudge cakes.
Lemon cakes.
Lemon cakes.
Angel cakes.
Angel cakes.
Pound cakes.
Pound cakes.
Big buffet. Eat it up. Eat it up. Big buffet. Pig out. Pig out. Big buffet. Eat it up. Eat it up. Big buffet. Yeah, I can't stop going back to the big buffet.
At the big buffet.
Get me another snack at the big buffet. All right.
Give us another one.
Tip well. Don't be a creep. Tip well. It will help you sleep. I guarantee that you feel just swell. And all you have to do is tip well. Tip well. 20% tip well. It's worth every cent. It's tax deductible. What the hell? If you get good service, tip well. Tip well. And walk away proud, tip well. Stand out in the crowd. We'll be right there when you ring the bell. And all you have to do is tip well. Your dad, you'll get the best service that you ever had. Once you start to tip well, tip well. Don't be a creep, tip well. It will help you sleep. I guarantee that you'll feel just swell.
Creep, tip well, and Big Buffet from Eric Two Scoops Moore on piano and vocals and songwriting, and Kevin Buster playing
Muscle
alto.
Mouth.
Muscle Mouth. We'll talk about how you got the name Muscle Mouth in a while. Scoops, it says on your website that you've been playing piano since age 5. Probably at 5 you weren't into blues yet, or were you?
Whatever I could hear, I could try to pretend that was, I could do.
Yeah? When
Not
did
quite
you,
right, but...
Was there any particular time or song or circumstance that got you kind of into blues and boogie, or did...
Well, I saw Henry Spencer playing in the subway one time.
Really?
And that really did something to me. But I ended up playing with him for a long time after that, but... I always loved the blues. Yeah. It's in all music, so it's part of me. And I don't know. I just said, hey, I can do that too. So I tried to do it.
You certainly do. What about songwriting? When did you begin to write your own songs?
Well, I've written songs ever since I can remember. I was making little things up, trying to make people happy, playing for my mother. When I was a little kid, playing for my mother.
Today, when I was doing a little research for this, I noticed that in talking about the time you spent working with the guitarist Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson, each of you referred to the other guys as a brother. How did that relationship come about? He's a wonderful guitarist. He played for years with Muddy Waters before forming his own bands.
Oh, we were brothers. We were like brothers to each other. Sometimes he'd be all gray and crawl across the floor, and I'd have to go find him some baby food because he had ulcers and stuff.
Dear heaven.
Try to figure out something he could eat, and we took care of each other. He came and saw me when I was in the hospital with a flesh-eating disease, and we are brothers.
You know, when somebody drops the phrase flesh-eating disease into a sentence, everybody wants to know more.
Well... 2 weeks after I met Amy, she'd give me this big hickey on my neck. And 2 weeks later, this pineapple was growing off the side of it. Now, I don't think it was her fault. Could have been a spider bite, because I just painted a house and slept on the floor that night, too. So we don't know what caused it. But anyway, she came and visited me in the hospital, too, when I had the fleshing disease. It was right after we had gotten engaged to be married. I asked her to marry me, like, first couple of days. It was like, hey, maybe we'll get married and have kids. She said, no kids. But... I was just asking.
But, yeah,
really
so,
any...
So before you and Amy could get married, you had to recover from
the flesh eating disease.
The flesh eating.
The lady was giving me my last rites in the hospital. The chaplain kept coming into the room. I wasn't looking too good. I had this flesh eating on my neck.
And, wow.
We had her get a special permit to marry us. So we had the chaplain at the hospital marry us at the House of Blues in Cambridge, the first House of Blues. I used to play there at the jam on Sundays too. And me and Amity Castanel used to have a little gig there before the gospel jam every Sunday.
And when you were playing in the Boston area, is that when you came into contact with what I think of as kind of the room full of blues crew, Duke Robillard?
They were always
Gordon
gods
Beadle.
To everybody in Boston. Duke Robillard was always God. There's a song, Let Me Love You, Baby. Oh, I love Duke Robillard. He's the greatest. We always wanted to be Duke Robillard.
And he produced at least one of your records and played on it.
Oh, he's playing on my new record?
Oh, he is.
Playing on a track I'm going to play right now. I changed it to a rumba, but you'll hear it.
Well, since you introed it, play it. Two Scoops More on our studio session this afternoon, KNKX.
You don't have to be good looking if you're a good cooking man. You'll never need to panhandle if you know your way around a pot and a pan. Today's hard-working women got no time to cook. All you need to know, you can read in a book. You don't have to be good looking if you're a good cooking man. You don't have to learn to bake. Ask her to bring home the cake. But modern women expect a guy knows how to roast, broil, grill, and fry. Now that they have those competitive jobs, they don't have to put up with us lazy slobs. So use your head, save some bread, stay home with her and cook instead. Tell her you're cooking something fine. Ask her to bring home the wine. Light the candle, pop the cork. Don't forget to polish her fork. Once she tastes what you prepare, like a troll and she won't care. So take two scoops advice. Cook your lady something nice. You don't have to be good looking if you're a good cooking man. You never need to panhandle if you know your way around a pot and a pan. Today's hard working women got no time to cook. All you need to know, you can read in a book. You don't have to be good looking if you're a good cooking, you're a good cooking, if you're a good cooking man. Cooking Man. That's my new song.
So you have a new CD coming out?
Yeah, I'm working on it. We're figuring out how to do the business part of it, but we got the music down pretty well.
So it's all recorded?
In the can. Ducky Carlisle was mixing it, and he got halfway through, and then Buddy Guy dumped a great big thing in his lap. I'm kind of tooting my own horn, Buddy Guy. But anyway, he'll get back to my project. It'll take a while, but I'll get it.
Do you have anything else from it you'd like to play now?
Sure. Right. I wish I was left-handed, 'cause I'm running around with two left hands. Yeah, I wish I was left-handed, 'cause I'm running around with two left hands. I can't do nothing right, 'cause I'm not a left-handed man. Yeah, I wish I was left-handed, 'cause I'm running around on two left feet. Yeah, I wish I was left-handed, 'cause I'm running around on two left feet. Run around in circles, I can't even get across the street.
can't buy one pair of gloves. I gotta buy them in twos. I got a box full of right ones, and the same thing goes for shoes. I wish I was left-handed, 'cause I'm running around with two left hands. Yeah, I can't do nothing right, 'cause I'm not a left-handed man. Buy one pair of gloves. I gotta buy them in twos. I got a box full of right ones, and the same thing goes for shoes. I wish I was left-handed, 'cause I'm running around with two left hands. I can't do nothing right, 'cause I'm not a left-handed man.
Yeah, and as you can hear on that song, his left hand is just fine. Left hand works very well. Left-handed, Eric Two Scoops Moore, and Kevin Muscle Mouth Buster on the saxophone. So, Kevin, I've had to call you Muscle Mouth now two or three times. Where did that name come about? How did it come about?
So I was in this place called the Science Mine in Butte, Montana, and it's kind of a smaller version of the Seattle Center. And these kids had pop bottles, and there was a machine that would suck all the air out of the pop bottle and shoot it across the room. So then they knew I was a saxophone player, so they brought it to me to blow them back up, and I could do it in one breath, just phoom, and they were like, whoa, Muscle Mouth.
And there it was, your ticket to stardom.
Yeah. Yeah. Muscle Mouth.
So before the interview, I learned... just before the interview, Kevin, that you not only play alto saxophone, you teach swing dancing?
Yeah, I love swing dancing, and I've been doing it for about 20 years now.
Wow. I saw a video today of you. You do some busking, apparently.
Yeah.
Pardon me, around the Pike Place Market.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw you doing some pretty fancy stuff in that video. When you weren't playing the saxophone, you were cutting... Well, you wouldn't be cutting a rug. You'd be cutting the pavement, wouldn't you? Yeah.
I got sharp shoes. So.
They are sharp. Both of the gentlemen in here are two-toned on the hoofs. That's very, very nice. So, Scoops, I want to talk about yet another thing besides shoes that our radio listeners cannot see at this point, and that is the fact that we have some of your artwork in the studio here. Would I be correct in calling them figurines, or do you want to go uptown and call them short statues?
Well, they're actually animation puppets.
Animation puppets. Wrong both times. Okay.
I dream that they'll have a life of their own someday. They're like my little kids. You know, they're also my best friends.
So
I want to see them live.
these figurines, and even though as you're listening to this on your radio, you can't see them now, these will be featured in the videos of this performance that will go up at our website probably in about a week, and you can see them there, or you can go to Scoop's website, twoscoopscombo.com, and see them there. They are all people. They are about, would you say, 8 inches to a foot high?
Oh, I got all different size ones. I make the bands according to height. You know, sometimes you have to tell, well, that person's too big for that, so I have a whole new band of, they have all different sizes. This happens to be what size I made.
And you make
different size
basically
puppets.
Make bands.
Yeah, well, I make all kinds of. Oh, yeah. I got entomologists. I got every little guy with a bug and a magnifying glass. Anything comes to mind. I make a person, and then I have to give it something to do because nobody's happy unless they got something in their hand to do. Once they have something in their hand, then they that light in their eye has a purpose. Otherwise, they're just a hand gesture.
Yeah.
The body is like a song. It's got, like, balance, and song is like, I'll talk about it some other time.
Well, no, you made the point elsewhere that, you know, when you make these things, you're kind of thinking about harmony, melody, rhythm, when you make your figurines.
Well, they definitely are musical in inside the little heads there. I'm imagining they have some music in their brain.
And tell us a little bit about how you make them.
Well, Amy's mother was an artist. She had a work in the Twin Towers. She worked with all, and her father was also an artist. In fact, he was her teacher, and that's how they met. He was her teacher, art teacher. And one day she gave me a hot glue gun, and once I realized I didn't have to wait for the glue to dry, I was like, oh, this is fun. And Amy had conundrums. She was worried about money. I said, look, honey, I can make something worth $100 out of something from the trash. And I made a little thing, and that kind of cheered her up. So each one of these, like, $100, and that's, you know, in case she was worried about money. And then I said, well, I can do something to make some money for that. So I try to keep my hands busy, you know, not to feel too useless.
And you make them all out of, let us, we could say garbage or junk, but we could also say found materials.
The only thing I pay for is paint, wire, and hot glue sticks.
And the rest is dryer lint,
like
toilet
a rule,
paper
I'm
rolls.
I'm not allowed to pay for art. I'm not a serious artist, so I would not use serious art supplies. I'm not being serious. I don't even feel guilty about it. I'm not wasting art supplies. I never waste a piece of paper. That's why you write a song. You won't waste an idea. You don't waste a piece of paper. You got to fill up that whole sheet and then.
And then turn it into a
work
puppet.
Until it has some kind of twist on the end that makes somebody smile. That's what they're making. Each one of them, you know, you can tell it has a little story. Part of your brain thinks it's a piece of cardboard. The other part swears it's a person. That's what I like about it.
And initially, I think I remember you telling me you used a lot of empty mailers.
Oh, mailer! I make a whole thing of
envelopes.
Mailers out of faces out of mailers. Yes.
Yeah.
You get some nice tape, and the plastic sticks is good to the tape, so you can, like, manipulate the thing. I can't draw, so it's much easier to sculpt. This drawing is hard. Sculpting is easy.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm bad at both. So, and as I say, this stuff that we're talking about, you'll be able to see it in the videos of Scoops and Kevin's performance when we get them posted in about a week. Or you can go to twoscoopscombo.com and you can.
Any animators out there? I need some animator to come. If you need a piece to animate, I got the puppet. If you got the idea and the ability to animate, I got the puppet with the personality. In case that's what you're.
And you've
for.
Also got the calling card. There's been one piece of animation.
A couple movies made. Yep.
Yeah.
I was in two movies and they both won awards. I mean, the puppets were in two movies. These guys, they're not in town anymore, but they used to do some animation of my puppets. Oh, that's what. I couldn't. Once I saw the puppet move, I can't stop making them. I imagine someday somebody's going to make it move, and it'll bring happiness to somebody.
Happiness keeps coming up as we talk. Making yourself happy, making other people happy, it's kind of a big deal for you, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah. They don't have a drug for anxiety that actually works right. So music is the best bet, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Well, thank you both very much for coming out and making us happy.
Sure.
You want to do a couple of more songs to get us out of here in this Blue Plate Special, Scoops?
Sure.
All right.
Here we go. Hey, 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 it's hamburger time. Hey, 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 it's a hamburger time. Hey, 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 it's a hamburger time. Hey, 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 it's hamburger time.
Hey, 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 hey.
We're waiting in line. You got yours, I got mine. Now it's hamburger time. Hey, 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 moderately priced and easy to make. Costs more than a dog, but it's cheaper than a steak. It's hamburger time. Hey, 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 it's a hamburger time. With French fries, onion rings, and lemon lime. Yeah, it's hamburger time. Hey, 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 hey. my stomach starts to growl. Yeah, it's a hamburger time. Hey, 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 it's hamburger time. We waited in line, you got yours, I got mine. Now it's a hamburger time. Pizza. China's got rice. The British make fish and chips. If you got the price, Poland's got sausage. France has cheese. But I'm an American. Can I have a hamburger, please? Yeah, it's hamburger time. Hey, 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 it's hamburger time. It's hamburger time. It's hamburger time. Oh, thank you.
You got another one in your back pocket there? One of the bands fell off the top of the piano.
Yeah, this song's about my little honey. Save me some time to go home. I'm working my whole life away. There's a sweet little angel waiting for me. Call each other every day. All my life I've been alone. This Vienna is all I've ever known. But Ben Franklin, no longer enough for me. Save me some time to go home. Well, George, Abe, Alexander, Andrew, Ulysses, and Ben. Coming back to me again. But my sweet little angel's smiling face. Oh, that's something I can never replace. I can't leave her alone. Nothing to hold on to but the telephone. So when you're working up my itinerary, save me some time to go home. Blossom smiling face. Oh, that's something I can never replace. I can't leave her alone. Nothing to hold on to but the telephone. So when you're working up my itinerary, save me some time to go home. Save me some time to go home. Time to go home. Time to go home.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Scoops.